So, well, I'm Ches Amerd Beis. Kind of like a third of the way, two-thirds down, maybe a bit less. Starting with Amma Ula.
Ula said,
okay, Amma Reish Lakish, in the name of Reish Lakish, Hifrish, he designated Esa Behemos, 10 sheep, 10 animals, V'chigiosoi, for his chigiga. So this guy wants to bring 10 chigigas on the first day of Yom Tov. Okay? Now, Hikriv Chamesh B'Yom Tov Rishon. He sacrificed 5 of them on the first day of Yom Tov. Okay? Now, day 2. So now, when you get, so you add 5 left over chagigas. So says Reish Lakish, Choyze, he can go ahead, Makriv Chamesh B'Yom Tov Sheni. He can make up and bring the remaining 5 on the second day of Yom Tov. No problem. What was the possible issue? Maybe it's a problem of Baal Tosif. Because he's already Yotzi his Chagiga on the first day of Yom Tov. We've got 5 of them. And now, how can he, right? Maybe it's a problem to bring. They're not supposed to do 2 Chagigas.
What second day of Yom Tov?
Cholomoid, thank you. On Cholomoid. Yeah, so maybe it's a problem of Baal Tosif. So no, basically we say over here that it's just Tashlumin. He's making up. He wanted to bring 10. Yeah, and he didn't manage to. So he's just making up, and he's bringing the 5 that he had left over on the first day of Chol HaMoed. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, seemingly. Omar, Kivin Shaposak, since he ceased from sacrificing on the first day, meaning he brought the first 5, Shuv, Eino Makriv there, he's not allowed on Chol HaMoed to bring. So one may think, maybe it's because of Baal Tosif. But however, comes in Omar Rebbe Abba. Says Rebbe Abba, below Pligi. There's no Mach Lokis over here. Everyone agrees. They're just talking about different cases, yeah? There was 10 animals. He only brought 5 on the first day. And then can he bring the next 5 on the second day, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed? Can Bestam, when it's Stam, right? That's Osa. He didn't say, these are all for the first day. He just brought 10 animals.
Yeah, brought 5 on the first day, brought 5 on the second day.
Then you can't bring the second 5. And can, where it's permissible, where you're allowed to bring, right? It's Beforish. When he designated the animals, he specified, he said, these are all for the first day of Yom Tov. Right, these are all for the first day. And then he didn't happen to bring all of them, so now he can bring the next 5 and make up. Yeah, Tashlumin.
First comes Rabbi Yochanan, and second con is Reish Lakish.
The first is Rabbi Yochanan. So what are we doing?
First con is Rabbi Yochanan, and second con is Reish Lakish.
Yes. Yes.
Correct. Before he said, I'm going to bring 10 animals.
What?
Before she's like, he said
he specified, yeah. When he designated, he specified for the first day.
I was saying 10 animals first day, but he didn't get around to it. Really.
Yeah. Okay, so high stamp. So the question is this: the stamp, when it's Osa, yeah, which is according to Rabbi Yochanan, okay. Hey Chidami, what's the case? Yeah, Elaim, if you want to tell me, Deleika Shehus B'Yom, that on the first day he ran out of time, meaning he sacrificed 5, and then it got right before Shia. Yeah, and now he can't bring any more. Yeah, Likarev. Yeah, Hi. So basically, we're going to say, why is it Osa? Hi Delo Akravinu, that he didn't sacrifice them, the Bach as in Mishum, because Mishum, Deleika, there wasn't Shehus B'Yom, there wasn't time in the day. So it doesn't look like this guy, since he just basically ran out of time, so even though he didn't specify and say these are all for the first day, we're going to assume they were for the first day, and he just ran out of time. So that's not a problem of Baal Tosif of it, which is he's trying to make it up. He's just trying to... Right? And it's going to be, that's going to be like Tashlumit. No, in this case it was permissible. We would relate to this, but basically all the korbanos were supposed to be brought on the first day. Yeah, they wasn't about doing it it wasn't relating to the second day as in the I keep second day Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael, because I'm just from, even though I live in Eretz Yisrael, and I'm going to do 2 days of Yom Tov of Chagiga. What's that? Everyone says that's awesome, but the question is, when do we say that we assume that he's trying to do a second day Yom Tov, basically? Right, so in this case, we would not assume that. We just say he doesn't have enough time. He's not doing a second day Yom Tov. Okay, fine. Now, and if, yeah? Yeah, the Ella, maybe it's like this. The Lay Oichlin, maybe he doesn't have enough people. Yeah? Basically, some of his kids didn't turn up. Someone was supposed to bring them, and they stayed at home. Okay. And, right, so originally, he thought he was going to need 10 behemoths, right? Yeah? And comes up with, he sees when the people over there, he's only got, you know, enough people that's going to build 5. We don't want to have any noisar. So anyway, he can only bring 5. And then the next day, maybe they all come up. So add the back, right? So Lema, there's add the back in, hide the low acrivium that he did not bring them, right? And the back adds in Mishum because delays Leoichlin, because he doesn't have enough people to eat them, so he can't bring all of them. So basically, it's, you know, extenuating circumstances, ones, yeah? So that's why he didn't bring all 10, right? But, so that wouldn't be a problem either. He would be able to make up and bring the next 5. So what's the case? So what is the case of Stam, according to which is Rabbi Yochanan, which is Osa, and is a problem of Baal Tosef? So Lo Tzricha, this is the case. The Ikah Shos B'Yom. There is time in the day. He was taking it easy, right? There was plenty of time. But he's late Oichlin, and he had loads of people, so he could have bought 10 korbanos. He had the time to bring them, and also he had the people to eat it. Yeah, midabekama. From the first ones that, right? From the fact that he didn't sacrifice all of them, right? Shema Minah, you hear from this, Shiri Sharinhu. Basically, he's setting them aside for the second day. So, as soon as he's setting them aside for the second day, he's relating to the second day of Yom Tov. Basically, he says the Chol HaMoed as Yom Tov. Basically, so, and that you don't do because of the problem of Baal Tosif. So, that's the case. Now, Bahachi Nami Mustabra, and this is
that is the case of Stam,
and he didn't say he designated he was mafresh 10 korbanos. He didn't say what they were for, yeah. And on the first day, he sacrificed 5. He had more time, and he had more people that could have eaten it. So why is he leaving them over? It must be that he wants to leave them over dafka because he wants to do a second day Yom Tov, and that's a problem with Baal Tosif. Okay. It's good this what we said basically to say that that Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan are not arguing, because we're going to bring a quote from Rabbi Yochanan. The Chi Asa Rabin, when Rabin came from Eretz Yisrael, he said Omar Rabbi Yochanan. He said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Hifrish, somebody designated Eser Behemos, 10 animals. Lachigigas, if it's Chagiga, okay, and Hikri, and he sacrificed Chamesh B'Yom Tov Rishon. He sacrificed for 5 on the first day. And then it became the second day. Choizer Umakriv, he's allowed to go and finish up and make up the next 5 for Yom Tov Sheni, on Yom Tov Sheni. So you see over here, basically, Rabbi Yochanan switch camps. How can you do that? Well, how can you change his opinion? So it must be that the really, like we said before, it depends, right? It depends if it's Mefaresh or if it's Stam. So this case over here was where he said, when he designated his animals, he specified, he says, all of these 10 animals are for the first day of Yom Tov. And that will be okay? Fine. Okay, I jumped ahead over here. Kashin Ahadidi. It's a Stira, right? Okay. Elalav Shmaminas, you can hear from it. Kan Bastam. This is Bastam, that was the first case. And that's why it would be Oster, to bring the next five on on Chol HaMoed. And can be Mefarish, the case over here which you just mentioned, when it would be permissible to bring on the first day of Chol HaMoed, is be Mefarish Shema Mina. So let's go. Okay, Itzma. Now maybe we've got another Ema. We're hammering this point home. This is totally true. This is Emes. Yeah. Amar Rav Shemen Bar Abba. Says Rav Shemen Bar Abba said Amar Rabbi Yochanan, another statement of Rabbi Yochanan in the similar vein. This one's, we've got to kind of prove it, or we've got to work a bit harder to say that Rabbi Yochanan is saying this. Lo Shonu over here. So let's look at Rashi over here, the top one. Lo Shonu Had a Tanya Lekamon. We're going to basically learn some of this on this Amud. Oisoi is speaking about, right, it, yeah? Atochoyge, speaking about the Chiga. Yochoyge it, yeah? Below Yoseh, meaning only that day. Okay? Basically, only do Chagiga on the first day of Yom Tov. Not every 7 days. Maybe you'll do it every 7 days. No, the limud, they can only do the Chagiga on the first day. So first day means only first day and not day 2. So going back to the Gemara. Yeah? Lo Shonu, that we said over there in that Brisa, Ella, Shalom Goma. That he didn't gomar, he didn't finish. We're leaving. We're going to try. We're going to prove what this means, Shalom Gomar, of Al Gomar. But if he was Gomar, if he finished, yeah, Choyzer Makri, if he can do day two, he can bring a Chagiga on day two. So basically, we're saying, if he's Gomar, yeah, if he was not Gomar, he can't bring a Chagiga on day two. But if he was Gomar, he can bring a Chagiga on day two. So what does that mean? If you read it in, it makes sense, yeah? So my Gomar, what's his Gomar over here? It's a bit, right? So Eleva, so let's put it in this here. If you want to suggest Gomar, it means that when he was Gomar Korbanosov. It's talking about if he finished his Korbanosov. So this doesn't make sense. My Makriv, what does he sacrifice? You want to say, if he finishes his Korbanosov, then he's allowed to sacrifice, but he doesn't have any Korbanos. So that doesn't make sense. Okay, so Ella, so what was, yeah, Shalom Gomar Hayom, when it didn't finish the day, then you cannot bring another korban on the, right, on the second day. Okay, about Gomar Hayom, but if the day was finished, meaning he still had korbanos to sacrifice, and the day ended, so therefore he couldn't finish off his, in our example, where he had 10, and he did 5, it was a busy day in the basement of Dash, and he only did 5. And the day finished, and they said, closing the base of Mikdash, whatever, for accepting people. And these, so now he can bring these further 5. Okay? Choyzer and Makriv. It can be Choyzer and Makriv. If you read it, you're just going to read it. You've got to read that a few times, but it makes sense. Because
Gomar is like Nigmar. Is that
what
you mean?
Gomar means Gomar Yom. Yeah, Nigmar, I suppose, Nigmar Yom.
Gomar was the day finished.
Yeah, the day finished. Go.